Blessings in the name of our Lord Jesus, and welcome to this edition of Shiar Jashub, a Bible study program brought to you by the Church of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut. I'm Patty Scalzo, and today we will be continuing a sermon in the series by my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo, on the Book of Romans. We have been looking at the second half of Romans chapter 1, verse 7, where the Apostle Paul greets the church saying, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." And in the last program, Pastor Greg discussed this New Testament Greek word for peace, eirene, and the Old Testament Hebrew equivalent, shalom. Let's rejoin Pastor Greg Scalzo.
When you said shalom, peace, well, all those things, right, impact on our peace. The complete work of God, the complete peace of God be upon you. And in the New Testament, the tranquility, the inner tranquility that goes beyond understanding we just read about in Philippians chapter 4 is added to all that because now we're reconciled back to God. In Acts chapter 10, Peter goes into Cornelius's house and he says, he sees their response. He says, "In truth, I perceive," verse 34, "that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace, eirene, shalom, through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all." The peace comes through the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, bringing us back to the Father. His peace he gives to us. So now all that we read about shalom, the wholeness, the contentment, the security, the prosperity, now is enhanced in the New Testament by that reconciliation, the peace of being right with God through Jesus Christ. And all believers, we should pray for, we should speak God's peace upon our homes, right? He said, when you go into the house, say, "Peace, shalom, eirene, peace to this house." We need to speak God's peace on our homes. If we are sons of peace, we have this position. If we are believers in Jesus Christ, we have this authority. Satan loves to destroy the peace of our homes. He loves to break apart our homes. He loves to bring chaos and make us ineffectual, that we cannot bear fruit. He loves to bog us down. He tries to destroy our finances. He tries to destroy our marriages. He tries to destroy our children, our health, our peace of mind. The devil wants to destroy our peace. But we are the beloved of God. We read that right at the first part of verse 7. We are the hagios, the saints of God. Again, the first part of verse 7 in Romans chapter 1. We are the children of peace. God's grace is upon us. Charis, we have his grace, and his peace is to be upon us. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're to say peace to our homes, to our houses. Satan, be gone. In Jesus' name, be gone. I speak peace to my home. I speak peace to my house. Consider the price of that peace. Isaiah chapter 53, I'll read just verses 4 and 5. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace, in the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, the chastisement for our shalom was upon him, upon Jesus. And by his stripes, we are healed. Totally, completely made whole. Shalom. Ask for God's peace. Believe for God's peace. It is his will. It is his heart's desire. Paul says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in every single letter he wrote. It is the will of God. And speak God's peace upon your homes and believe for the shield of the blood of Jesus to come down upon your home to protect and to shield us from every scheme of the enemy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. From whom? Where does the peace come from? From God our Father. And we've spoken so many times about why we're able to call God, Almighty God, El Elyon, El Shaddai, the creator of the universe, our Father. But as many as received him, Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. We're able to call God our Father because we are his children by believing in the name, by receiving Jesus Christ. Later on in Romans chapter 8 and verse 15, Paul writes, for we did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. Right? Fear is the opposite of faith. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Fear is the opposite of faith. We did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but what? Romans 8:15. But you received the spirit of adoption. We're adopted, by whom we cry out, Abba, Daddy, Father. We're adopted as children of God because we have received Jesus Christ. And so we can pray as no other can pray, our Father. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. From whom? Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you have here in verses 1 to 7 this introduction that concludes with this greeting. And in this introduction, Paul sets forth enormous theology, teaching Christian belief that sets the stage for the rest of the letter. And throughout this section, from 1 to 7, it is clear that Paul understands the deity of Jesus, the high position of the Lord from the very start, concerning his son Jesus Christ, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Kurios. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Remember, the peace is coming. He says, peace I leave with you. Jesus says, my peace. He says, my peace he gives to you. He gives to us. Paul mentions Jesus in the same breath as he mentions God the Father, because Jesus is deity. That's the high position from the very beginning of this letter. The peace is coming from the Father and from the Son. The Son is as much God as the Father. He and his Father are one. His peace he gives to us. None of us as humans could say that, right? Moses could not say that. Paul, Peter could not say that. David couldn't say it. Abraham could not say it, but Jesus can say, my peace I give to you. Peace I leave with you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Same position as the Father. And we need to believe in him as God the Son. In John chapter 14, 1, he says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. What does Jesus say? He says, believe also in me. We're called to believe in him. And Paul sets that out right at the beginning of this letter. Because it is so simple. Why do we emphasize it? It is so simple for religion to fall away from understanding. You know, people get a love for the Lord when they're first saved. And they get all on fire. And they get into the church. And they start to read the Bible. And they understand how much they need Jesus Christ. And then with time, the religion, the aspects of the church and Christianity start to replace an understanding of how much I need him. That's what's going to happen to you. That's what we're going to read about in this church at Rome. And from the very beginning, Paul is emphasizing over and over again just who Jesus Christ is. And we're to have an active faith in a relationship with the Father and with the Son. If you leave him out, there is no foundation for what you believe. With the Father, with the Son. For that matter, you really can't receive from the Father unless you're in the Son. Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The only reason we're connected to the Father is because we're in Jesus Christ, his Son. Why we need Jesus, both Jew and Gentile, we both need Jesus Christ. And the cults will mention Jesus, right? But they're not seeking the grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. They're not seeking that active relationship that allows us to receive his peace. My peace I give to you. And even in Christian religious ritual tradition, Jesus Christ can be mentioned, but all too often not seeking the grace and peace that comes from him. I pray today for all believers that hear this message, that you would receive the grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
On the shiarjashub.org website, you will find a library of Bible study programs, information about our church, and links to the Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle channels on YouTube and Rumble.com. Our Sunday service starts at 10 a.m., and then we go live at 10:30 on YouTube for the sermon. Videos are then posted on YouTube, Rumble, and the church website, shiarjashub.org, and you can check Isaiah 7, verse 3 for the spelling.